Hare Krishna. Well, here I am with a new recorder to replace the old one. It's a really fancy machine. I think probably much superior to the other one. And in one sense, similar to use, but a little more complicated. So I hope that it comes out well. That's one of the drawbacks of newer technology, that they always keep changing how way things work, changing programming language, and which means that you have to invest more time and energy. Something I have neither the time for nor the inclination for, to figure out how to use new machine. But this is similar to the other one that I had, except that it's got a more developed microphone, and that's something I'm going to have to get used to. I hope right now that this recording does the trick. We'll find out. If you're hearing this without any problem, then it's working well. I'm using it like I did the other one, having it sit in front of me while I am right now dressing Radha Damodar in a brownish pearl decorated outfit. And yesterday and today, I was really, and the day before, just when I came, I was really absorbed in writing about Krishna's lifting Govardhan Hill. I mentioned earlier that I'm already on the chapter about Giriraj, and I've written different parts, chapters actually. But right now I'm on the actual event of touching the hill, lifting it, and the stages in which Krishna lifts it. There's a lot there, there's a lot to coordinate, and I've been remiss in going. I didn't give class yesterday, didn't give class today. I just need to keep the momentum as much as I can in order to be able to get it out, because there's a lot there in the references that I'm working from. Garga Samhita, Gopal Champu, Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma Vaivarta Purana, Harivamsa Purana, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's Tika on the 10th canto, other Parikrama books. The end result is that there's a lot of info. Very interestingly complementary. Some things are present in certain places that aren't in others. Srimad Bhagavatam speaks very generally about the lifting itself. It just says Krishna lifted it. However, there's other interesting details in other places, and I'll mention some of those to you, only some, and then the rest you can read when the book comes out. And I hope it comes out on schedule. Anyway, the first one is that when Krishna first picked up the hill, well, that was an interesting thing, is for me to try and research where Krishna picked up the hill. And I was only able to find one reference, and it wasn't scriptural reference, but it was a tradition Lokavichar, they say, which, since it was a singular reference, I probably won't use it, but it was at the place called Dokla Dauji. Devotees have seen the place. I don't think you've gone there because it's a temple of Baladevji crouching on top of Govardhan Hill, and since we don't go on Govardhan Hill, devotees won't have seen it. But you've seen it from the bottom, because especially when you go around the other side, when you go around Punchari and start walking north again, then there's this sort of very large, smooth part of Giriraj, all stone, and on the top of that is sort of a white edifice. I can't even say it's a temple. It doesn't look like much of a temple. And often pujaris try to get you to go up there. Anyway, that was the place from which Giriraj watched, Baladev watched Krishna dancing with the gopis at Chandrasarovar at quite a distance. And he watched, because he was watching through the trees, so he crouched down. And as he was watching, he also turned blackish, seeing Krishna's beautiful dancing movements. Anyhow, this particular reference from one Parikrama book that I have say that, you know, it said that this is where Krishna lifted up the Govardhan Hill. Anyway, wherever he lifted it up, it's not to be argued that he did lift it up. And Krishna did lift up Giriraj. But when he lifted it up, he only lifted it up halfway. And at that point, he started to speak with the Brijbasis and encouraged them to come and move under the hill. Anyway, he got into a little argument with Mother Yashoda, who told the Brijbasis not to move under the hill, because Krishna wouldn't be able to hold it up. Anyhow, just in order to encourage them, Krishna then called Balaram over to him and pulled Balaram to his side. So Krishna's holding the hill with his left hand, and with his right hand he's embracing Baladev. But in the meantime, Giriraj is feeling very ecstatic by Krishna's touch, so he starts to shake. And of course, Brijbasis think, Mother Yashoda thinks that Krishna's shaking because he's not able to hold up the mountain. So in order to steady Giriraj, Krishna asks the cowherd boys and Balaram to use their sticks to help steady Govardhan, and they then do that. And that way, apparently, Giriraj is being steady. So then Krishna tells the cowherd men, yes, come on under the hill. Don't worry, everything's fine. Actually, before then, Krishna also notices that the rain is flowing in. Of course, the rain's falling on top of Giriraj, and there's a lot of rain is collecting like that. So it's pouring off the mountain and is flowing into the cavity underneath the hill. And simultaneously, there's also flood water all around the pastures as we go over downhill. So water is also coming in like that. And so Krishna, in meditation, then he calls for Ananta Shesh and Sudarshan Chakra. And the Sudarshan Chakra starts spinning around the bottom of Govardhan Hill and drying up all the water that's falling off. And Ananta Shesh, he curls up on the lip of the depression under Govardhan Hill. And then that way the flood water can't come in. Of course, the Brijbasis don't see this. It's happening in an unseen way. And then Krishna tells the Brijbasis to come under, And of course, Mother Yashoda stops them. She says, no, don't do it. He's not going to be able to hold up the hill. And Krishna says, I'm not holding up the hill. Giriraj is just floating in the air, and he's sitting on top of my finger. And then in order to encourage them further, Krishna then completely straightens out his arm. So there's two phases in how Krishna lifted, first partially and then fully. Krishna straightens out his arm completely, and in order to just further humiliate Indra, of course he puts Giriraj on the tip of the small finger of his left hand. And so Giriraj is floating very blissfully up there. While doing that, two things happen. One is that stones and trees fall off the mountain. But the big boulders that fall off, they come down and they fall down and bounce around like balls and or like bubbles, harming no one. And the trees, they just sort of float down like feathers, and in the nice, soft, muddy soil underneath, they just take root again and grow over there. And the other thing is that this great sound is produced by the further lifting of Govardhan that just echoes everywhere, and it completely counteracts the noise that the thunder and the lightning is making, further humiliating Indra. Anyway, then when it's completely up, then the Brijbasis, they take heart, and Krishna says, look, there's these beautiful staircases, and I can see down here, this is like a beautiful lower planetary system, heavenly planetary system, with unlimited opulence and wealth, and it's not raining down there, it's dry, not muddy, so just come yourselves and your families and your servants and cows and bring everyone down here beneath Govardhan Hill. Of course, there's a real detailed description of what that looked like that I haven't gotten there, but this is sort of the detail of Krishna's lifting, how he lifted up Govardhan Hill. And Sanatana Goswami, earlier on in the 21st chapter, he's talking about how when Krishna walks on Govardhan Hill, then Govardhan Hill becomes butter soft. So similarly, when Krishna lifts up, stuck his hand under Govardhan and lifted it up, then it was just like when he used to stick his hand into a vat of butter. It was just soft and pleasant feeling like that if you ever stuck your hand in butter. So it was not like something difficult that he had to stick his hand in the stone. Giriraj becomes, melts in ecstasy at Krishna's touch. So in all ways, it was a wonderful experience, and this is how Krishna took Giriraj from the bottom and raised it over his head to shelter not only himself, but to shelter all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Well, let's see how this comes out on the recording. Hare Krishna.